welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Home Sweet Horn, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Amitha and her family, Eva and her family in New Hampshire, Grayson and Camden Wetherill and their family in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Lucas and Bella and their family in Auckland, New Zealand. Thank you so much, Bella, Lucas, Camden, Grayson, Eva, and Amitha. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're also on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Parents, this is for you. When you pay for a job site, you should know what you're getting. Get Indeed and only pay for quality candidates that meet your must-have requirements. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. Indeed knows how important it is to make the most of your recruiting hours and dollars. With Indeed, you can save time and money by setting your must-have qualifications and only paying for the quality candidates that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/stories. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/stories. Indeed.com/stories. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Home Sweet Horn. Once upon a time, a little gnat named Sprat was looking for a new home. He had made a lovely little bungalow in some branches, but a hungry-looking bird had moved in next door. Sprat, in the interest of not being pecked up and eaten, had prudently decided that it was time for a new spot, one with neighbors a little less interested in putting him on the menu.
"Where should I live?"
he buzzed to himself, wobbling back and forth in the air. The swamp smelled inviting, but the frogs would have a field day. A good log might be nice, but the lizards would be after him too. He flew around for a long while, thinking about how it was tough to be a tiny fly, when he finally found the perfect spot.
"Oh, bullseye,"
he said, and then snorted a laugh, because a bull's eye is exactly what he had spotted. The bull was a great big brute, with black fur and white horns that tapered deadly as a dagger. He snorted and stamped and grunted, and all the other animals gave him plenty of space.
"It's perfect," thought Sprat the Gnat.
Frogs and lizards wouldn't dare go near those hooves. They'd be smushed into little green puddles. And birds? When they tried to land on the bull, he grunted and shook them free and then chased them away. He seemed to enjoy it when they cawed and flapped away wildly. Sprat knew he didn't weigh nearly so much as a bird, and he thought he could probably land without the bull even noticing. So,
careful and quiet, he landed on one of the brute's big, curving horns. He tiptoed back and forth a few times until he was sure the bull couldn't feel him, and then settled in with a contented sigh.
"Finally home," he said. "I can't wait to tell my family about my great new place."
The next day, once he had all his tiny little things set up on the bull's horn, he buzzed off and told his parents that he found a new spot, and this one was safe from birds and frogs and lizards and whatever else thought a little gnat might make a good snack. Of course, once he had told them all about it, they had to see for themselves. They came that same afternoon, buzzing in silly circles from the sky and landing lightly on the horn.
"Wow, this is some big place you got for yourself here," his dad said, looking up and down the horn that seemed to stretch forever to his itty-bitty eyes. "Son, you've really done well for yourself."
"And right on the bull's horn, honey," Mom said. "Are you sure this is safe?"
"Oh, of course it is," Sprat said, beaming proud. "The bull keeps all the hungry critters away, and he's always dropping drooly grass to eat. It's practically a paradise."
Sprat's parents agreed. As it turned out, they agreed a little too much.
"Well, that settles it," Dad said. "We're moving here, too."
Sprat blinked his bug eyes, taken aback.
"Oh, what do you mean you're moving here? If there's too much weight, the bull will get mad and he'll kick us all off."
"Look, we're already here," said Mom. "The bull hasn't noticed. I think we'll be fine here. Don't you want your old parents to live somewhere safe?"
"Well, I do," said Sprat, "but..."
"Oh, that's okay," said Dad. "He doesn't want us around. Let's just go to the swamp and fly right into a frog's mouth. Save us time, and then we won't bother our poor boy."
"Oh, no," said Sprat, who did care deeply for his parents.
"You're right. The bull doesn't seem to care that we're all here. You can stay."
"Perfect," said Dad, sinking into Sprat's favorite chair. "Now, how about some of that drooly grass you mentioned?"
Sprat sighed and went to help his parents get settled in. He really didn't mind living with them, but he was worried that if the bull noticed two new residents, he might kick them all out.
"Oh well," he reckoned. "What's done is done."
He went to sleep early that night, tired from all the moving, and woke up early the next morning to a shrill and familiar voice.
"Oh, Bubba Brother,"
said his little sister, shouting directly into his ear. "Mom and Dad told me about this great new spot. My old puddle got dried up by the sun, so I thought I'd come crash with you guys for a while. Isn't that exciting? We're roommates again, just like when we were kids. Do you still buzz in your sleep? I bet you still buzz in your sleep. Buzz, buzz, buzz."
"I don't buzz in my sleep," Sprat said. "And hey, you can't be here. The bull is going to notice, and then he's going to kick us all out."
"Oh, easy there, Brother Bear," she said. "I've been here all morning, and he hasn't even noticed. The big bull is too busy charging around and eating grass to notice us."
Sprat nodded, but inside he was worried and a little upset. He had found himself a great home, and if too many of his family came, the bull was sure to notice and send them all packing. Sprat tried to imagine the bull asking politely for them to leave, but thought it was more likely that he'd just stick his horns in the dirt and smush them all. But maybe his sister, annoying as she was right. She'd been there all morning and the bull hadn't noticed yet. Sprat tried to relax and enjoy the day with his family. It went pretty well, until the next morning.
"What, is he gonna sleep all day?"
"Hello, Earth to Sprat."
"Ooh, what's that? Who's there?"
Sprat said, blinking himself awake. He heard laughter and buzzing wings and opened his eyes blearily. Standing around him was his sister and all 20 of his cousins.
"What are you guys doing here?"
he shouted, suddenly awake.
There's so many of you! The bull is going to feel us all for sure! You guys need to leave before you either ruin my great new house or we all get smushed in the mud!
Good morning to you, too, said his sister. Someone woke up on the wrong side of the horn.
Sprat scowled. He liked all his cousins. He really did. But there were just so many. The bull was sure to notice all that extra weight on his horn.
The bull's going to smush us in the dirt for sure, he said.
Aw, relax, cuz, said one of his many cousins. We've been here all morning now and everything is fine.
Oh, totally copacetic, buzzing brother of mine.
Sprat sighed, but he let it go. If they hadn't been smushed yet, it seemed like maybe they'd gotten away with it.
Okay, he said, trying to relax. But no one else, okay?
But dude, said a cousin, this place is totally perfect. It's even better than a fresh cow pie.
That's right, it's perfect, said Sprat. But if everyone comes, then it'll all get ruined and we might get smushed. No one else, okay?
Okay, said his sister. No one else.
Sprat nodded, but then his mom and dad buzzed on over.
Oh, Sprat, said Mom. Good you're up. Since all the cousins love it so much here, all their parents are moving over too. I hope you like picnics, because we're about to have aunts.
And uncles,
his dad chimed in with a smile. Sprat groaned, and sure enough, an hour later, a small army moved itself onto the horn. He had about 20 cousins, which made for about 20 sets of aunts and uncles, which made for a small crowd strung out along the bull's curving horn.
Everyone! Sprat called,
but their voices were so loud that no one could hear him.
Please, I love you all, and I'm glad to see you. But there's just too many of you, and I don't know if it's safe. Hello? Please?
No one could hear him, and the aunts and uncles liked it so much that they invited their friends, and their friends invited some of their friends, and they invited everyone they ran into on the way over, and soon a cloud of little gnats was descending onto the horn. They all landed and immediately began to cheer and celebrate, and soon there was a full-on party happening on what was supposed to be Sprat the Gnat's little house. He tried a few more times to complain politely, but when no one heard him, he started to get really frustrated. Couldn't they see there were too many of them? Couldn't they tell the bull was going to smush them all into the mud?
Everyone, listen!
He bellowed, cupping his hands around his mouth and flying into the air. He was so frustrated, his voice boomed out, and everyone stopped and turned to look.
There's too many of you here. This is my house, and you need to leave now.
Oh, potty pooper,
someone shouted.
Poop? Where? Shouted someone else. Everyone go,
Sprat shouted, not sounding remotely friendly now.
Everyone, get out of my house.
Wow, said his sister. Impolite much?
You too, he said. All of you have to go.
Slowly, the crowd realized that he was serious. The party was over, and it was clear they weren't welcome on the horns, no matter how good a home they were. Throwing dirty glances at Sprat, they all buzzed off.
Sprat, you are being very rude to all of our guests, Mom said, with a disapproving look on her face.
What?
Sprat said, his anger flaring again as everyone else flew away.
I've been trying to be polite this whole time, but no one was listening. I'm afraid the bull will get upset and then no one will be able to visit or live here and we'll all be smushed into the mud. How many times will I need to say it before you'll listen?
Oh, we're listening, Sprat, Dad said. You're kicking us out. Come on, dear. Let's move back to the bushes.
And they flew off too, leaving Sprat all alone for the first time in days. He took a deep breath. He didn't feel good about yelling at everyone, but now that it was quiet, he finally felt like he could think.
He loved his family and loved having them around. He just didn't want to get in trouble with his new landlord.
Maybe I should just talk to the bull, he said to himself. If he's upset, I could at least apologize, and then maybe he'll let me move out instead of smushing me.
Sprat buzzed off the horn and winged his way over to the bull's snout. There he landed, and he wiggled back and forth until he had the big beast's attention.
Hey, he called. I'm sorry about the party. Did we bother you? It won't happen again.
The bull stared at him, eyes crossed to see the tiny gnat.
Oh, a little fly. When did you get here?
Me? Oh, I've been here for days.
And what's this about a party? I wasn't invited.
You didn't feel us?
The bull laughed, a deep rumble that shook Sprat off his feet and made him hover in the air for safety.
Little fly, I doubt I'd notice if 1,000 of you lived up there. Just stay out of my face and we're all good.
Oh, well, thanks.
Right. No, out of my face, said the bull. I've got grass to eat. Shoo-shoo.
Sprat buzzed away quickly before he could upset the bull. He landed back on the horn, empty and alone, and realized what a fool he had been. The bull was so huge, of course he wouldn't notice a tiny family of gnats. He had chased off his parents and his sister and cousins and aunts and uncles and friends so they wouldn't get smushed, but now it wasn't even an issue. It was kind of an issue, though, that they were so rude and didn't listen to him when he needed them to. Thinking of it still made him a little mad, but not as much as before. His family could be pushy, but he loved them a lot. He wanted them to respect him when they told them they couldn't stay, but he didn't want them to leave him alone forever.
I need to go talk to them, he said to himself. I need to clear the air.
He buzzed off the horns as fast as his wings could carry him and was shocked to see a cloud of gnats all flying right back towards him.
Hey, what are you all doing?
He asked.
Well, said his sister, buzzing about. We all talked it over, and we did kind of crash your house. We didn't really listen to you, and you were just trying to look out for us, and, well, we're sorry.
We're all sorry, said Sprat's mom. You were telling us you were worried, and we weren't being respectful.
Yeah, said his dad. It wasn't okay for us to invite more people over after you told us not to. We won't do it again.
Thank you, said Sprat with a smile. I'm sorry for the way I yelled. I was just really frustrated.
Also, I talked to the bull about having people over.
Everyone looked at each other, buzzing uncomfortably.
And he says, party on.
Everyone continued staring and then let out a raucous cheer. The party was back on, baby, and everyone was invited. Sprat led the way back to the horn, and this time he partied as hard as anyone. And the bull never did seem to notice. The end. Today's story, Home Sweet Horn, was an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.